Today's scripture reading is from Luke chapter 24, verses 36 to 49.
今日所读嘅经文系来自路加福音24:36-49.
We'll read this passage responsibly, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我哋用楷英嘅方式嚟到读，先读英文，之后读广东话。
Luke 24, verse 36. While they were still talking about this,Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, Peace be with you.
It was scarlet and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost.
He said to them, Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your minds?
Look at the hands and my feet.
It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not see bones, as you see I have.When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet.
And while they still did not believe it is because of joy and amazement, he asked them, Do you have anything there to eat?
They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled.That is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. And he opened their minds so that
they could understand the scriptures.
He told them, This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day.
Repentance for forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all the nations
beginning at Jerusalem.You are witnesses of these things.
I'm going to send you what my Father has promised.
Luke 24:36. 正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他当中，说：愿你们的平安。耶稣说：你们为什么忧愁？为什么起疑念呢？耶稣说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。他们便给他一片烧鱼。耶稣对他们说：这就是我从前与你们同在之前所祈祷告诉你的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指示我的说话，必须验应。又对他们说，按经上所写的，耶稣必受害，第三日从死里复活。他们就是这些事的见证。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
聖神祝福所聽嘅、所說嘅話嘅人。
We welcome once again Brother Jin Chung to bring us today's message, Resting Our Faith on the Scriptures.
我哋好開心今日有鄭先生嚟到同我哋分享信息，我們憑真理確立信心。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨。
I'd like to welcome all of you once again who are here joining us in person and online.
咁好高興歡迎大家，無論你喺網上邊或者在座當中同我哋一齊聚會嘅朋友。
I must say this is one of the One of my favorite passages in the Bible.
这一段是我很喜欢的一段经文.
While I was traveling in Japan, street evangelizing from Tokyo to Okinawa,
我记得我在这个由东京, 开始在日本旅行的时候,
I was on a bicycle.
我踩着单车,
and this was before my seminary life.
是在我读神学之前,
and as I visited each church that I could find on a Google map,
我在这个 Google Map 上面去, 一个又一个找出当地的不同的教会,
I made my way from Tokyo to take the coastline all the way to a place called Shikoku.
我在这个东京沿着这个海岸线去到下一个城市。
And I realized every time I visited the church, my sharing or my encouragement to them was very limited.
但我发现我去完一个教会之后，其实我能够给到他们的鼓励是很少。
Because as you know, in Japan, there's only 0.3% of Christianity of the whole population.
因为整个日本只有0.3%的基督徒在这里。
And we, among the pastors and missionaries, we know Japan as a cemetery of missionaries.
好像对于很多人来讲，这个日本好像是一个宣教士的一个坟场。
It's because it is known for many of us, pastors and missionaries, that if you go into Japan for ministry, you would not last long without seeing many fruits and come back.
因为很多去过日本做宣教士或者当地的牧师知道，他们很难，日本人对这个基督教不是很开放。
So rather than you are evangelizing them, their culture, society, or whatever they're believing are evangelizing you.
但在日本里面，如果你想跟他传福音，会倒回头，是日本人向你传他们自己的文化。
And oftentimes people will walk away from faith and they come back to their home country.
就算有些是信了主的人都会离开了，回去本来的信仰。
Rest assured, that did not happen to me.
幸好没在我身上发生。
But one thing did happen to me.
但这件事在我身上发生,
that I realized my understanding of the scriptures were so limited, I was no benefit to the church there.
我发现其实我在神学上的知识是很少，所以对于当地的人没什么帮助。
I had the heart for them.
我对他们很有感动，很有负担。
I prayed day and night for them.
我日夜都为他们祷告。
But when I actually meet them in face to face, I had no knowledge of the scripture. So our conversation was very limited.
但我发现，当我跟他们去讲嘢嘅时候，很多时候都是结结巴巴，讲唔到一啲嘢出嚟。
And I realized my messages were repeating the same topic over and over again.
我发现我讲嘅嘢好似都是重复又重复咁样。
And I was discouraged by looking at myself, how incompetent I was.
我就同我自己讲，觉得好似自己冇乜用。
And I decided to come back and go to the seminary.
于是我就决定回来读神学。But
that's when God spoke to me through today's passage.
但是就是当时这一段，透过今日这一段经文，神向我说话。
It is verse 45.
在第45节。
Jesus saying, then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures.
在第45节，他说，于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
If the disciples did not know the scriptures, even after they spent 3 years with Jesus,
纵然耶稣基督已经用了3年时间同你一起，但很多门徒依然他们不明白圣经。
If the disciples could not believe the resurrection of Jesus after hearing from Mary and Peter and Cleopas,
纵然他们在这个玛利亚，无论在彼得其他人的身上听到耶稣复活，但他都是不明白，不接受。
And they had to, these are two, 12 disciples, 11 disciples, they had to wait for that moment the resurrected Jesus had to open their minds to understand the scriptures.
他要等到那一刻，这十一个门徒，当神开他们心窍的时候，他才能够明白这个圣经。
And as a sinner like me, who's far from the disciples, who's so little than the apostles, I felt comforted by this.
对于我来讲是一个咁微小嘅人，当我睇到呢一段嘅经文嘅时候，我好得到安慰。
Oh, it doesn't matter how hard I study the Bible, how hard I pray, it has to be Jesus, by the grace of God, opening our eyes to understand the scriptures.
咁我觉得就话，无论我点样去睇，点样去祈祷，最重要嘅系透过圣灵，神打开我哋嘅心窍。
So it wasn't me the problem.
所以唔系净系我嘅问题。
It wasn't me who was stupid. I didn't understand the scriptures.
唔系我蠢。
But it was God. Jesus hadn't opened it yet for me.
系要需要神去打开我哋嘅心灵。
I was greatly comforted, and I was able to attend a seminary in Philadelphia.
咁俾我哋一个嘅安慰，让我去参加呢个神学院。
And another comforting point is that these disciples saw.The resurrected Jesus with their own eyes.
呢一啲嘅门徒，佢哋系亲眼见过复活嘅主。
And there's a pattern to Jesus's appearance in Luke 24.
喺呢个嘅廿四章里边，佢睇到咗有一个嘅惯性。
If you remember, number one, there's a pattern. It's that the confusion of the disciples happened.
第一样嘢就话啲门徒好似成日咧都好混乱，唔知道做紧乜。
Where's Jesus?
耶稣在哪边呢?
Oftentimes, a lot of current non-believers ask, "There's no God."
今日好多非信徒都会觉得话世界上面冇神啦。
Atheists deny the existence of God.
呢个无神论嘅人系索性否认咗有神嘅存在。
We see the glimpse of that atheistic view in the disciples.
我哋其实喺呢个门徒嘅身上，我哋睇见咗有呢个无神论嘅人佢哋嘅睇法。
The very existence of the resurrected King has been confused in the minds of the disciples.
嗰个嘅复活嘅主，佢需要进入佢哋嘅心灵里边。
Jesus did not just leave them in their confusion and say, "Okay, you work it out on your own."
呢个耶稣基督冇就咁由得佢哋。
Jesus intervenes. He rebukes them and he teaches them.
耶稣基督去教导他们。
And once they've been taught that the scriptures were speaking about the prophecies, death and resurrection of Christ, they became witnesses to that thing.
之后他们可以为到神去作见证。
Now, in this pattern, there's a confusion. There's Jesus' intervention of teaching.And now we are sent off to become a witness. Within this pattern, I want to focus on two things.
咁喺呢个嘅混乱当中，喺耶稣去介入嘅时候，我想讲呢几样嘅嘢。
One, the first one is seeing through the physical eyes, personal physical experience.
第一，好多时我要透过自己嘅肉眼去见到呢个嘅神。
And number two is seeing.And understanding through spiritual eyes, spiritual experience.
咁另一方面喺属灵上边，我哋用我哋属灵嘅眼睛去见到，去明白。
Why do I say that? It's because number one, they physically saw risen kings pierced hands and feet.
呢一啲门徒佢亲眼见过神被钉过嘅手同佢脚。
But it was until Jesus opened their minds that their understanding of the reality that they are facing would digest in themselves.
咁但系直到神开佢哋嘅心窍嘅时候，佢只能够去明白呢一切嘅嘢。
Now let's see how that unfolds from today's passage in verse 36. As we can read, disciples were gathered in Jerusalem.
咁喺三十六节话，正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中。
And in John 20:19, this is a cross reference. We're not reading it, but we can find out that they were behind locked and closed doors.
咁喺第约翰福音第二十章嗰度睇到就话，当时啲门徒佢哋匿埋锁晒门嘅一齐聚会。
And as we have seen last week, perhaps they were approaching the night of Easter, Easter night, and we have Cleopas and his companion sharing their burning hearts, and as they were sharing how Jesus intervened to their journey to Emmaus.
咁可能上個禮拜我哋講過就話，佢哋喺呢個嘅復活節嘅時候，啊，佢喺度分享緊佢哋究竟經歷咗啲咩嘢。
So that was the second report. The first, third report. The first one was Mary's report. Second one, was Peter's report. And third one was Emmaus's, Cleopas's report. And in that report, people were confused. Is this really true?
咁佢哋聽過瑪利亞，又聽過彼得，聽過唔同人嘅啊，佢哋嘅講嘅嘢，佢哋好多時候都覺得好混亂。
Imagine yourself being one of the disciples or one of the congregants in that closed door, locked doors, and hearing Jesus resurrected.
咁你想象下，如果喺當時其中一個門徒，或者喺度一個會眾嘅其中一個人，你聽到有啲人話俾你聽耶穌復活咗，咁你嘅心態會係點樣咧？
And remember, you've heard that prophecy, but you don't really connect that prophecy with the reality that you're facing. So you're in confusion right now.
好多時候可能你聽過呢個嘅預言，但係當呢件事真正發生嘅時候，可能你都唔係好明白。
I don't need to persuade you to relate yourself to these disciples.
我唔需要你去同呢一啲嘅門徒佢哋之間有啲或者有啲同樣嘅經歷。
Disciples received the word of prophecy that Christ will rise from the dead.
呢啲門徒聽過呢個預言，話耶穌基督會復活喺佢哋嘅當中。
But when that prophecy, when that word is has come true in before them, they were confused.
咁但係當呢件事成就，當耶穌真係喺佢嘅當中嘅時候，佢哋覺得好迷惑。
And when I read that, it makes me sad.
咁我聽到咁嘅時候，覺得好可惜。
We are the last person to be confused about the reality of the Word of God.
他们应该是最后的一堆人，对于这个道成肉身的主再重新复活，他们是不应该这么迷惑。
Christians are the ones to go out there and proclaim what just had happened that was been spoken before to the whole world.
咁基督徒係應該第一個走出去呢個世界去見證神嘅人。
But these who were in fear locked themselves up in a room, all closed doors, and they were just shivering. What are we going to do when because Jesus is not here anymore?
咁但係相反嚟講，呢啲門徒，呢十一個門徒，佢鎖埋門喺度聚會，然後一直都係戰戰兢兢。
Has this ever happened to you guys before?The actual word of God that God has spoken to you and to your life actually came into being. It came true.
一啲喺聖經上面講嘅説話，今日真正喺你身上發生嘅時候，你會有咩嘅反應咧？
At that moment when you realize, oh, God has spoken these words for me, and it's happening right now.
神对我说过呢啲嘅说话，今日呢啲事情发生咗啦。
How did you react to that？
你会有咩反应咧
？Were you confused？
你会唔会系迷惑咧
？Were you afraid？
会唔会好惊咧
？From my personal experience，
喺我个人嚟讲
，When I was praying for my mission trip to Japan，
当我为到我去日本呢个嘅宣教呢个旅程嘅时候。
Whether this is a theologically right or not, we can definitely discuss. But I received Matthew 10 as my mission topic verse chapter.
咁我當時係用馬太福音第十章俾到我一個嘅肯定，讓我去呢日本。
And there, Jesus sends 12 disciples into Jerusalem.
就係當時耶穌基督送十二個門徒去耶路撒冷。
But do you know how Jesus sends his disciples?
耶穌基督係點樣樣送呢十二個門徒嘅咧？
He said to not bring any money with you.
他叫他们不要带他们的钱袋。
He said to not bring extra clothes with you.
也都不要带多件衣服。
Just take a bag and go.
他只是拿个袋，跟着就上路了。
So at that time, I was naive in my theological understanding. I took it radically as is.
于是我就真的拿着个袋就去了。
Well, because I had zeal, right? I did not have the understanding. So I did what it told me to do.
咁聖經話攞個袋就攞個袋，我就攞個袋啦。
So I went to Japan.
我就去日本。
I was afraid.
好驚。
No money.
冇錢。
No extra clothes.
連衫都唔多件。
Just my Bible and a guitar.
净系揸住本圣经。
How am I going to get a bicycle without money?
咁我去到日本点揾架单车咧
？And I remember it was a continuous moments of afraid and moments of challenging for me.
咁喺嗰个过程里边，对我系一个好大嘅挑战。
When I landed on a Narita airport, I had no money to take the train go into the city.
咁我当我底部嘅时候咧，我连搭火车嘅钱都冇。
So what did I do?
咁我点做好咧？
I took out my guitar.
What?
I took out my guitar.
我攞，於是我攞個吉他出嚟。
And I had a huge banner that says, "If you believe in the name of the Lord, you will be saved, and your household will be saved." So I lay that down in front of where everyone can see.
咁我就做咗一個呢個嘅一個嘅 banner， 寫住當信主耶穌基督，你和你一家都必得救。
And I started to sing out loud the praise songs.
於是我就喺度賣唱。
And guess what happened?
咁跟住點咧？
Do you think people liked it or? Police guy came.
啲好唔係好多，我知我唱得好唔好咧就唔知啦。不過警察就嚟咗。
With respect, he told me not to do what I was doing.
佢就好有禮貌咁叫我唔好再賣唱啦。
So what can I do? I played for 3 minutes. I had to put that my guitar back in.
咁於是我賣唱咗三分鐘，跟住我就執埋個吉他。
I was super afraid to even speak out loud in that public sphere。
咁喺嗰一刻，我真係連喺公眾講説話嘅信心都冇。
I was so afraid to hit that first stroke on E chord。
咁我真係連即係去彈第一下嗰個嘅動力都冇。
What would people think of me？
啲人點會點樣睇我咧
？What would people do to me when I do that？
咁當我咁樣做嘅時候，啲人會點樣樣對我咧
？You see, brothers and sisters, from my personal experience, when God puts you in the forefront of a place where you need to exercise your faith, you will feel afraid, and you will be in fear.
咁當你都係神將你去擁去前頭嚇，要去説話嘅時候，可能你都會好怕。
But that's when Christ makes you, sends you the Holy Spirit, or opens your mind to understand that this has been already planned in your life.
咁但就係嗰刻嘅時候，聖靈會打開你嘅心竅，讓你去明白。
And then you have the courage to make that leap of faith into a darkness, into an unknown field you've never been before.
咁就會喺嗰一刻裏邊，又喺個黑暗之中，神讓你可以去行出你嘅信心。
In your distress, in your confusion, in your afraid, make that leap of faith if God leads you by the hand.
同樣，當你係恐懼，當你係驚慌嘅時候，讓神都俾你一個能力，你可以行出你嘅信心。
Well, I do want to share what happened afterwards. I put my guitar back in the guitar case.
咁當我就擺翻我個收埋翻我個吉他嘅時候
，So I had a folder of music sheets, right？
咁我有成堆嘅歌詞。
And when I was closing and try to put it back in the guitar case, I saw a one envelope on the side。
咁我就發，當我擺翻啲吉他紙喺個吉他盒嘅時候咧，咁我發現有一個信封。
And I had no idea envelope was there。
咁我唔知嗰個信封咧係幾時擺喺度嘅。
I took it out and opened it. It was a letter.
咁嚟裏邊咧有封信
，and in that letter there was $100 bill。
咁咧裏邊有$100。
Somebody put it there。
咁有人咧原來擺咗$100喺嗰度。
Without me telling me，
亦都冇話過俾我聽。
If I didn't open the guitar, if I didn't open the music sheet, I would have not known that it was there, nor I would have not known that there was a money。
咁如果我冇諗住去打開個吉他盒，去攞開嗰啲我啲歌詞出嚟嘅時候，
so、
我從來都唔知有$100。
I used that money to exchange the yen and took a train to a place called Ueno。
咁我就用嗰$100換成呢個日元，跟住就喺呢、這個搭火車。
So at that moment, whoever has given me that envelope was joining me in my missionary journey.To praise God and to do the works of God.
咁就係無論係邊個將我$100擺喺我個吉他盒嘅，就係一個喺呢個同我一齊喺日本呢個宣教一個同工嘅人。
So in that confusion, in that afraid, in that fear, Jesus makes a way And in here, the apostles' blessing is that the way that Jesus intervened was intervening by himself, showing himself to them.
很多时候都是一个危乱的时候，神都会打开道门，俾一条路我哋去行。
But ironically, they could not believe what they were seeing.
但喺呢度嚟讲，啲人始终唔相信佢睇到嘅系啲咩嘢。
They were frightened and thought that they were seeing a ghost.
佢以为好似见到一个嘅灵魂。
It's interesting. The supernaturals being coupled, being faced or experienced by the naturals, and naturals would find a supernatural explanations to what's happening.
很多时候在一些很自然发生的事情，他们会觉得是好像是一些超自然的事。
Rather than remembering what the prophecies of the Old Testament have said, they are trying to interpret it, that supernatural phenomena, with their own understanding.
与其去想起以前耶稣基督讲过的说话，他们会反而觉得以为有些超自然的事在他身上发生。
That must be a ghost.
他觉得是一个的魂。
Whether I believe in ghosts or not, that must be a ghost.
无论他信不信都好，他觉得是一个的鬼魂。
To this continuous unbelief, to this continuous improper interpretation of the reality of the Word of God, Jesus rebukes them.
他们到这一刻为止，他始终对于这个神的话语变成真，他始终觉得很迷惑。
In verse 38, he said to them, Why are you troubled and why do doubts arise in your hearts?
38节他说，你们为什么受烦，为什么心里起疑念呢？
This Jesus in a glorious body somehow went through the closed and locked doors.
神在这个荣耀之中，他走过了锁了的门，入了个房间。
And appeared before them and telling them, Why are you doubting?
而他问他一个问题，他说为什么你心里起疑念呢？
What did Jesus do after that?
耶稣跟着怎么做呢？
Jesus showed them that I am not a ghost.
他说我不是一个的灵魂。
This is a pure grace of God.
这是神的一个恩典。为什么呢？
Is it pure grace of God? Because he is meeting at your level.
因为神是降到我们这个地位去跟我们说话。
You see, he doesn't have to mention about a ghost, or he doesn't have to walk you through to come out of your own improper interpretation.
不需要去跟我们去走过去解释这一切的事。
We're dealing with God who speaks and let there was light.
这个是我们所讲的，这个是一个神，是一个赐光的一个神。
We're dealing with God who splits the Red Sea in half.
是一个将红海一分为二的一个神。
We're dealing with God who has overcome death that nobody has overcome.
去胜过一切，一样嘢系冇人能够胜过嘅。
And this powerful, all-knowing God is trying to see you in your eyes, to meet you at your eye level.
而呢个全能嘅主去降卑，去喺我哋嘅地位同我一齐。
That I'm no ghost. He didn't even say your interpretation is wrong. He didn't even say, what a foolish person. Though he said that to Emmaus. But he is giving more evidence so that they could believe in him, guys.
他不需要，他没有去答过他们说他是灵魂的一些说话，他只是来到这里在他面前。
This is how Jesus does his ministry.
这个就是神的能力，神要做的一个工作。
Yes, there will be time where Pharisees and Sadducees were rebuked and they were cursed.
这里面可能里面中间有很多的咒诅，很多的说话。
But God, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, teaches them until they would understand.
神与他们一起去帮助他们，让他们明白。
And if they don't understand, he will open their minds so that they could understand.
当他们明白的时候，神会打开他们的心窍，让他们能够明白。
So even before we go to the verse 45, we know by here by God, by Jesus showing his pierced hands and feet, that he is going to open their minds. He is going to make them understand what they are seeing.
就算我哋未去到45节之前，我哋都会知道神会系帮助佢哋嘅明，帮助佢哋去明白。
What happened to disciples when they saw the pierced hands and feet of Jesus?
咁当啲门徒见到呢、这个有钉痕嘅手嘅时候，佢有咩反应呢？
Verse 41, it goes like this. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling,
41节,
Jesus prophesied, but people of God did not believe.
他当时已经说到,
the prophecy came truth, they still did not believe.
当这个叫预言成真的时候，他依然不能够去信。
And there were reports of the prophecies fulfilled. They still not believe.
Did not believe. 就算今天这个预言去成就了的时候，他依然不能够去信。
And Jesus himself shows himself to before them and shows them the hands and feet that was pierced. They still disbelieve.
就算神将他的手、他的脚给他们看了的时候，他依然不能够去信。
But there is an intensification of this disbelief and a little bit of the adjustments as we move one after other.
咁就佢要需要慢慢一步一步嘅去睇到呢一样嘢。
If it was just they still disbelieved, then that's a bad news. But here it says disbelieved for joy.
咁佢哋喺佢哋虽然唔信，但喺呢度佢讲到话佢哋好开心。
And then the passage today that we, either it was NIV or NSAV, says joy and amazement.
咁佢话佢哋喜得不敢信，并且稀奇。
No, it's like marvelous disbelief in joy. Now, what does that mean?
咁系咩意思咧？喜得不敢信，并且稀奇。
I want to take you back to 1998.
咁就翻去1998年。
Does anyone watch NBA?
有冇人睇过呢个嘅美国嘅职业篮球赛咧？
Those of you who weren't born back then, I think you still know this that there's a NBA title match of 1998.
你可能好多人未出世，咁但喺嗰年里边，1998年嘅美国职业篮球赛里边。
Does anybody remember which game it was?
有冇人记得咧
？Michael Jordan.And the Jazz. Okay, so let me explain. Jazz was winning by 1 point, 86-85.
咁当时 Jazz 呢队球队去带紧呢个嘅芝加哥系86-85。
And only 18 seconds left to the play.
剩翻一秒八。
And in that 18 seconds, Michael Jordan steals a ball.
咁喺个一秒八里边 ，Michael Jordan 去偷咗个波。
And he steals a ball from Karl Malone, who is also another great player.
咁佢喺呢个 Malone 嘅手上 ，Malone 亦都一个出名嘅球星。
Jordan dribbles.
咪打下打下。
And he goes down to the court.
去走入呢个嘅对方嗰个嘅球场嗰边。
And he uses a crossover.
跟住一递手，你睇佢得噶啦，唔使睇我。
And after the crossover, he fakes the guy.And he stops and does a jumper.
跟住佢一跳射。
A 20-foot jumper goes in.
20尺嘅一个嘅
抛波。Michael Jordan is crazily happy and he's just like celebrating.
咁佢入咗波。
Now, Jordan's Bulls 87-86 leads with the 5.2 seconds left, and then they take the title that year.
咁嗰年芝加哥嘅公牛队就系靠住呢个jumper 去喺5.2秒就赢咗。
Imagine you're a Bulls fan in that arena。
咁喺
unbelievable
系完全啲人唔会相信。
You cannot believe what just happened before you, but you're in amazement and you're just in happiness because Bulls won.
咁好多人都係為咗呢個公牛隊而好高興。
What you are seeing with your eyes, it's simply unbelievable.
你眼前所睇到嘅係你唔相信嘅。
This is a sort of disbelief in joy moment.
係一個你唔會相信一個開心嘅時刻。
But it's just unbelievably it just cannot happen, but you're so happy that it did.
一样嘢, 你觉得你完全不会相信会发生, 但在你面前发生了。
So there's amazement, and there's joy, and there's yet disbelief all going on in the disciples' heart.
同样的这个开心的时刻, 就是这个门徒的身上发生。
And I assure you, Jesus understood everything that was going on in their mind, and he said, "Do you have anything to eat?"
耶稣当然明白他们当时的心情，于是对同佢哋讲：，或者你们这里有什么吃的没有？
He sees everything that's going on in you right now.
正如神都好清楚知道今日喺你内心里边，你谂嘅脑海里边谂紧啲咩嘢。
He doesn't say, "Oh, it's okay, it's really happening."
佢唔需要话，哎呀，系咁样样发生紧。
He doesn't say, "Foolish one, you must believe what you see."
他都不会需要跟你说,无知的人,你要信你看到的东西。
But Jesus said, "I'm hungry."
耶稣只是说,我很肚饿。
Give me something to eat.
他说,给点东西我吃吧。
At first sight, this is a very improper response by Jesus.
其实耶稣这样跟他们对答,是很没礼貌的。
But only the bodily entity would feel hunger and require something to eat.
当时来说,很多时候可能是主人去要求去吃些什么。
So it was an indirect way of comforting them and assuring that, hey, this resurrected body is real and we are sharing a meal together as brothers and sisters and family.
但其实当耶稣问他有没有东西吃的时候,就是一个间接的方法告诉他,这个复活的身体是真正的。
So this Jesus' voluntary manifestation of his pierced hands and feet, and Jesus asking them to touch me, we can know at least one thing is that Christianity is not all about living a virtuous life.
当他这样给个手给一个人来看的时候，俾佢知道咗基督教唔系净系话要过一个好有德行嘅生活。
We know it's not a religion with a list of abstract virtuous life or abstract a supreme morality that we must have.
亦都话俾我听就话，基督教唔系讲话你要过一个好空泛、好似好有道德嘅生活。
But it is a religion, or Christianity requires of our bodily participation.
又说基督教需要一样东西，就说需要我们亲身去参与。
So in that sense, those of you who are joining us online, I encourage you to be present in this congregation each week.
我也鼓励那些在网上和我一起敬拜神的人，你能够亲身来到和我们去敬拜。
And that's what one of the significances of resurrected body, isn't it? Our body will join with God who is bodiless.
所以当神去一个复活的身体向我们显现的时候，我们都需要亲身来到与神一起去敬拜。
And those of you who are keen listeners or keen readers, I am indirectly, subtly comparing that there is a physical realm and that there is a spiritual realm and that the two cannot be separated.
我都很喜欢看书，很喜欢听东西的人，我都很鼓励你就说，这个属灵上面的东西，和这个肉体的东西，有时是不可以分开。
It's because, especially in Luke 24, Luke is putting a great emphasis on seeing, for example, seeing the empty tomb angels, seeing the
咁喺24章里边，佢好强调一样嘢，就话你要亲眼去见到，好似你亲眼见到一个空嘅坟墓。
But it's just not, the seeing with your physical eyes, but it is also seeing through spiritual eyes, which was once blind.
咁一方面系你亲眼用你嘅肉眼去睇到，但另一方面要带住属灵嘅去知识去明白你所睇到嘅嘢。
And Jesus does not just open the spiritual eyes by opening the scriptures.
不单止去开他们的属灵的眼睛，也都让他们看明白这个圣经。
First, he appeared physically so that they could see their physical eyesight would be restored to see that they've never seen before.
第一，就是说让他们看到一样他们以前从来没看到的东西。
And in order to make sense of what they've never seen before, Jesus opens up the scriptures and teaches them so that their spiritual eyes may open to understand what their eyes, physical eyes, have seen.
另一方面, 神向他们去解释这个圣经, 亦都打开了他们属灵的眼睛。
Why?
为什么呢?
Verse 48.
在第48节里面他这么说,
you are witnesses of these things.
你们就是这些事的见证。
To be the witnesses of the gospel.
就是说你去成为这个福音的一个见证。
At that time, to be an apostle.
去成为一个门徒。
Eyewitnessing Jesus' appearance was essential.
去成为一个使徒, 让你真的亲眼在感官上去见到。
What I mean by that is, seeing with your own physical eyes of Jesus resurrected was essential.
去肉眼去看到了耶稣复活是很重要的。
But that wasn't it. They had to be another scene that they have to experience. That's spiritual eyes had to be opened.
但另一方面, 你的属灵的眼睛都要打开, 让你去明白。
Their spiritual eye had to be opened to see that the scripture is understood in their mind.
亦都让我们属灵眼睛打开, 让我们明白到究竟圣经究竟讲了些什么。
In other words, in at least for Luke, personal experience of Jesus' resurrection and understanding of the scriptures had to go hand in hand.
即是说你亲眼去见到,你去明白这个圣经,这两样东西是不可分割的。
Personal experiences described and explained and deciphered by the understanding of the scriptures were two requirements for them to be the witnesses of these things.
当你这样做的时候, 让我可以亲眼去经历到这一切的事。
Now, once again, let me return. There was confusion, a pattern we see. There was confusion, and there is Jesus' rebuke and teaching, and then they are to be witnesses.
我们再重复就说,这一群人他开头的时候,他很迷惑,但是跟着他们能够明白这一切。
And when Jesus is rebuking them and teaching them, what he is doing is that he is responding to a confused individuals and telling them that this has been already promised by me.
但是当耶稣基督向我们解释的时候,又提醒他们,这一切其实神已经一早是为他们应许了。
Just like Jesus used the word of God to shun the evil as he was attested before his ministry,
当耶稣在他开始的事工之前,去用神的话语去打败这个魔鬼一样。
Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, is also using the scriptures to rebuke his disciples and teach his disciples.
同样就是说这句,在复活的主,亦都同样让神的说话,去将那些门徒的迷惑去解开。
What I'm emphasizing is a supernatural reality that's happening in natural realm was not enough for them to be the witnesses of the gospel.
一些在自然界里面发生超自然的事,很多时未必帮到我们可以成为神的见证。
But remember, before leading up to the cross, people were healed by the miraculous power of God and they believed.
因为记得在神未上十字架之前,神都用这个超能力去医治很多的人,而令他们信。
But in order for a believer to go out there to be the witnesses of what Jesus has done, that miraculous work was not enough.
如果要人真的出去,去传讲神的福音的时候,靠之前所讲的东西是不够。
You have to have the understanding from the scriptures why that miraculous work can and has happened.
那你就需要圣经解释告诉你,为什么这些事情需要或者是不能够去发生。
And remember in verse 6 to 8 in chapter 24, Mary and her companions at the tomb, angels have said this, remember how he told you, and they remembered.
在第六、第八节的时候,当玛利亚他们去到这个坟墓的前面,有一个人跟他们说,他说人子必须被交在 罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。在第八节就讲到，他们就想起耶稣的话来。
So angel is helping Mary who found no body of the resurrected Jesus, and helping them to understand what's happening by referring them back to what he has said, which is the word of God.
咁即喺呢度话俾我哋听，天使帮助玛利亚同埋其他嘅妇女去记翻起以前所讲嘅说话。
And on the road to Emmaus, to Cleopas and his companion, the risen Jesus said, this, O foolish one, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. And later he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
跟住喺25节，佢话无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。于是喺27节，耶稣就从摩西到众先知起，经上所指着自己的说话，都给他们讲解明白了。
And in verse 44, he appears to 11 disciples who are in the behind locked doors, and he said, These are my words which I spoke to you while I was with you, that all things which are written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled.
跟住44节，佢对住喺一啲这个系锁住道门去聚会嘅使徒去讲，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话，都必须应验。
You see that the juxtaposition of God's words, and His miraculous and supernatural work in the created world, these two things are inseparable.
神嘅说话同佢所创造嘅一切，呢啲嘢从来都冇分开过。
We must recognize that there are the things that we cannot see is at work.
我哋要记得就系有一啲嘢我哋系会睇唔到。
And yet that is not separated by the things we understand, but they are inseparably joined together.
咁呢啲嘢系同我哋所能够睇明嘅嘢系连埋一齐。
And interestingly enough, this ties back to who Jesus is also.
最后讲翻嘅都系讲翻耶稣基督。
The visible Jesus, the person of Jesus, is also representing this phenomena, doesn't it?
耶稣亦都系被呢一切所代表咗。
How could a human nature of Jesus coexist with the divine nature of Jesus without a mixture of the two?
咁我哋睇到就话一个完全嘅人。怎样同一个完全的神两个是摆在一起呢？
How can, you know, according to John 1, God, who is the Word, became flesh and dwell among us?
咁究竟咩叫真系叫做道成肉身呢？
There is this comparison, there is this two sides of things, New Testament, Old Testament, right?
我们看到就说有旧约圣经讲的东西，有新约圣经讲的东西。
That flows from the biblical account of the redemptive history. First Adam, the last Adam.
我们看到有第一个的亚当，有第二个的亚当。
So in that sense, we cannot just rest our faith on a personal experiences, natural things, but we must rest our faith in the scriptures, which is a supernatural.
即是说我们不可以只是靠我哋所经历过嘅嘢，我都需要圣经里边教导我哋嘅说话。
So in other words, our entire Christian worldview is somewhat limited to the naturals. However, it is just not enough by the naturals. It must be coupled with the supernaturals.
好多时候喺我哋能够明白喺自然界嘅嘢，可能系好多时候系唔足够，我哋需要一啲神超自然嘅一啲嘅提醒。
That personal experience that you had is not from you, but it has given by God.
你所经历嘅嘢系神所俾你嘅经历。
And at the perfect timing, He will open your eyes and see and make you understand through the scriptures what just happened.
咁透过呢个圣经，按住神嘅时间，神会帮助你明白，神会打开你嘅心，让你能够明白。
In short, all of our personal experiences in the Lord must be resting on the scriptures.
即是说我们所有的经历 最终都系要翻翻对呢个圣经，
and it must be examined by the word of God，
亦都系被神嘅说话所查验过。
So your Christian walk, our Christian walk as a church, must stand upon the scriptures。
即系话，无论系你个人，无论成个教会嘅整体，我哋所行嘅路上边，都要同呢个圣经去印证。
If you read Luke 16, the story of Lazarus, it's unfortunate that it is even possible for people who have resurrected from the death cannot believe in Jesus.
咁如果我哋睇翻呢個約翰福音第十六章講個拉撒路嘅故事嘅時候，可能對佢嚟講唔明白呢一切，好似係冇可能嘅。
There's a person who does not believe in Christ yet experienced the resurrection, so he's asking Moses to send back the messengers to his brothers so that they would not end up being in the hell where he is.
咁於是有一個財主佢去求神，佢話你可唔可以啊？佢從來冇經歷過神，佢話你可唔可以去同我其他個五個兄弟各作見證，免得佢哋走翻佢同樣一條嘅路。
So there's also the backward working of experiencing the supernatural yet not have the naturals.
咁好多時候有啲超自然嘅事要喺自然裏邊去發生。
I want to go back to the beginning of the sermon once again by as I wrap up.
我想講翻去開頭。
Even for the blessed individuals, right? Even for the disciples of Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, there is, in a sense, that closed mind in them.
咁其實喺呢個門徒佢哋之中，好多時候佢哋嘅心都係關閉嘅。
It was intentionally concealed by Jesus to them, according to 9:45.
咁如果根據翻嗰個所講嘅時候，神可能會專登有時將一啲嘅事唔向佢哋去講。
We can study the word, we can read the word, we can evangelize, but it had to be Jesus if you have any understandings of the scriptures.
咁但係有一樣嘢就係你需要神去幫助，讓你去明白。
And in verse 48 and 49, we know how does he do it? He does it by sending the promise from the Father.
咁喺第48、49節裏面好清楚話俾佢哋聽，佢要將神所應許嘅嘢降喺佢哋嘅身上。
So we can say the primary objective of the Holy Spirit is to make His believers understand the Scriptures.
即係話好簡單，聖靈嘅能力、聖靈嘅工作就主要就係幫助佢嘅門徒去明白神講嘅説話。
And according to Luke 24, that the Scriptures can be summed up.In three categories, but those three categories are Moses, the law of Moses, prophets, and the Psalms, and all three of them point to suffering, resurrection, suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
咁其實無論係摩西，無論係先知書，或者詩篇裏邊，都係指住講到神嘅死而去復活。
Brothers and sisters, do you believe that Jesus has died for you?
咁與其去問究竟你信唔信神，咁嘅有冇為你去死而復活
？Do you believe he has suffered for you？
佢有冇真正為你去受苦
？And do you also believe he has resurrected for you？
或者佢有冇真正去為你去復活
？And do you believe that all the Bible points to Jesus and his ministry for salvation？
或者你究竟明唔明白、信唔信所有嘅聖經裏邊嘅説話都係指向神嘅時候？
If your answer is yes, then it is the work of the Holy Spirit in you.
咁如果你話係信嘅時候，係聖靈喺你身上嘅工作。
And if your answer is no,
如果你答案係唔係嘅時候
，you must wait for the Holy Spirit to open it up for you.
去等待神嘅聖靈去打開你嘅心竅。
No matter how miraculous your life is,
無論今日你嘅生命有幾多嘅奇蹟
，no matter how trivial your life is,
或者有幾多嘅困難。
Whatever your life, whether you're going through the green pastures or whether you're going through the valley of shadow of death,
无论你喺青草地或者系喺呢个嘅死荫嘅幽谷
，take them to the throne of grace,
将佢带去神嘅空嘅坟墓嘅前面
，and rest your faith,
将你嘅信
，and rest your salvation,
你嘅救恩
，and rest your Christian walk in the scriptures.
你同神嘅同行都放喺佢嘅圣经嘅上边。
Do not stop at your personal experience level.
你的信仰不要停滞在你自己个人的经历上面。
You must bring it before the scriptures.
将你的经历带在神的说话的前面。
Yes, we cannot do this on our own, only by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们不可以靠我自己做，要靠神的圣灵。
And we will wait until He is glorified in our day.
我们在最后去等待神的荣耀回来。
Dear Lord, thank you so much for once again walking us through the three resurrected narratives in Luke 24.
我们感谢神，你让我们看到了路加福音第24章所说的话。
We once again pray that we may be able to rest our interpretations and our faith, and even the courage to make that leap of faith on the scriptures that testifies about you.
让我们去按着圣经，去凭信行出那一步。
Open our eyes.
去打开我的眼睛,
Open the scriptures for us, O God.
去打开这个圣经,
Teach us and apply all of us, O Holy Spirit.
让这一切去引用在我身上,
Not only for our good, but for your glory. In Jesus' mighty
name, we pray. 不是为到我们自己, 也都为到主的荣耀, 耶稣基督的名义求。 Amen.